Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Bing Crosby, always a great jazz singer. Some rare things. I'm going to start the program with him. Crosby in Los Angeles, 1945, backed by a band led by Eddie Haywood.
Found a new baby. Found a brand new girl. My passion plate, baby, has got me a whirl. New kind of loving just made me her slave. Sweet turtle doving, about all that I crave. Sweetest miss with a kiss full of bliss, can't resist somehow. Tells me lies, but she's wise. Naughty eyes mesmerize, I vow. I don't mean maybe. Had to fall. Found a new baby. New baby, that's all. dismiss with a kiss full of bliss. Can't resist somehow. Tells me lies, but she's wise. Naughty eyes, mesmerize, I vow. I don't mean maybe. Had to fall. Found a new baby. New baby, that's all. New baby, that's all. Sorry now, who's sorry now, whose heart is aching for breaking each vow, who's sad and blue, who's crying too, just like I cried over you. Right to the end, just like a friend, I tried to warn you somehow. You had your way. Now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now.
Crosby in Los Angeles for Decca Records 1945 with Eddie Haywood's piano and his band. I found a new baby. Spencer Williams, Jack Palmer wrote that. And Who's Sorry Now by Ted Snyder, Harry Ruby, and Bert Calmer. Bing Crosby, 1945. King Pleasure, born Clarence Beeks, is up next, 1952. He was wonderful at creating new lyrics to standards for Prestige 1952. A couple of people in the band behind him, Ed Lewis, trumpet player, I'm going to chase him after we hear the King Pleasure, and Peck Morrison, bass player. Pleasure is going to be joined by Betty Carter, just getting started on her wonderful career. She's going to join him on the second of two. Here's King Pleasure.
Jumping with my boy, see it in the city. Jumping with my boy, see it in the city. Mr. President of the DJ committee. We're gonna be up all night getting witty. We want you to spin the sound by the witty. From down in the land that's real, real pretty. Make everything go real crazy over Jay-Z. Make everything go real crazy over Jay-Z. Play anything cool for me and my baby. We don't wanna think we're listening.
listening to Lazy. It's got to be Pressburg cheering all the Basie. The dial is all set right close to 80. Let her roll.
Go round and and round. And don't you ever stop. Remember that if you don't go around, you just go down, baby, 'cause we're sure gonna drown.
King Pleasure, and doing some of his magic with the lyric. Jumpin' with Symphony Sid, written by Lester Young. Red Top, written by Lionel Hampton. That's a prestige record from 1952. Ed Lewis on trumpet. Keep him in mind because I'm going to chase him. Charlie Ferguson tenor. Ed Swanston on piano. Peck Morrison bass, and keep track of him too. Herbert Lavelle on drums, and Betty Carter joining in the singing on Red Top. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Alzheimer's Association, whose mission is to eliminate Alzheimer's through the advancement of research, to provide and enhance care and support for all affected, and to reduce risk through the promotion of brain health. More information at alzwa.org.
Well, Ed Lewis, as I said, was in that band, King Pleasure's band, and he was also in Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra 1930 for Victor Records, and this cut, written by Moten, called As Long As I Love You. Jimmy Rushing singing, and Ed comes in to play his trumpet in just a beautiful straight sound. Harlan Leonard, to be a band leader later on, plays soprano. The second trumpet player is Orrin Hotlips Page, and Buster Moten, relative of the leader, plays an accordion solo. Here's Ed Lewis with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra.
Jeanette, I can't go wrong living like a vagabond. Can you see, dear, I love you so. I want you day by day, wishing you would reconcile. I've only been a fool, sweetheart. I pray every night, I thought for yourself, but it seems as though you don't even want me again. But honey, dear, as long as I love you like I do, you'll be my whole life's happiness. Thank you.
Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, 1930, for Victor Records, a Moten tune called As Long As I Love You. And the star, Jimmy Rushing, doing the singing. And as I said, Ed Lewis playing a beautiful straight melody in there. Harlan Leonard's soprano. Hot Lips Page, trumpet. And Buster Moten, accordion solo. Ed Lewis continued on with Moten, off and on. And Benny Moten's band stopped being Benny Moten's band in 1935, when Moten died. His second piano player, a guy from New Jersey by the name of Bill Basie, took over, and of course it became Count Basie and his orchestra. And so I'm going to take you now with Count Basie, 1938, and Ed Lewis and his trumpet. This is a classic written by Basie with lots of help from Herschel Evans. It's called Blue and Sentimental, a beautiful tune. Basie introduces it. Herschel Evans plays his tenor. Lewis plays that beautiful sound on his trumpet. And then Lester Young rarely did this, but he plays his clarinet, an old metal clarinet, a matter of fact. Count Basie, 1938, Blue and Sentimental. Count Basie and Blue and Sentimental, 1938, for Decca Records. And tenor saxophonist Herschel Evans. And Ed Lewis, who I took out of King Pleasure's band, and we followed him, playing just some sweet parts in there. Lester Young's clarinet. And it's interesting because the tapestry, and I've been talking to people about that lately, we've into jazz friends, you know, we talk about tapestry. How to make things more interesting by changing so it's not always the same. Changing tempo, changing instruments, and so on. Leaving some holes, breathing kind of thing. Now, the other person that comes out of King Pleasure's band that I played earlier was Peck Morrison, string bass player. I heard him with Pleasure in 1952, that record. And the next time I ran into him was in Jerry Mulligan's incredible sextet, those two LPs that he made in 1955-56 for Emercy Records. John Eardley plays the trumpet, Zoot Sims tenor, Mulligan baritone saxophone, Peck Morrison playing string bass, Dave Bailey on the drums, and Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. And this is Bernie's tune. Thank you. Mulligan, Sextet for Emercy Records, 1955, and Bernie's Tune, written by Bernie Miller. John Eardley, trumpet, Zoot Sims, tenor saxophone, Mulligan, baritone saxophone, Peck Morrison, bass. And that bass playing was not a solo, it's what we call just a walking bass, just doing what the rhythm section does. And of course, he picked that up out of Kansas City. And the traditional idea of bass, and before that, Moten. And very effective. And Dave Bailey on drums, and Bob Brookmeyer, valve trombone. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Hamlin Robinson School, dedicated to meeting the educational, social, and emotional needs specific to students with dyslexia and related language difficulties. Moving to their new location this fall at 1700 East Union on Capitol Hill. More information at hamlinrobinson.org.
Now to a birthday. Today is Johnny Hodges' birthday. Hodges, who played alto saxophone, soprano saxophone, rarely clarinet, and was leader of the band, and spent most of his time seated securely in Duke Ellington's orchestra. He was born this day in Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1907. The first set I'm going to do with Hodges comes from 1947. For the Rare Wax label. This is Johnny Hodges and his orchestra, Lawrence Brown. Hodges, Lawrence Brown playing trombone. Jimmy Jones on the piano, Billy Taylor on bass, and Billy Strayhorn playing the drums with Harry Carney on baritone. Then we're going to pare it down quite a bit for Hodges on alto and Jimmy Jones at the piano and Billy Taylor playing the bass on the second one, just a trio. Key Largo first by Benny Carter and Walter Donaldson's You're Driving Me Crazy.
Thank you.
Johnny Hodges, right there in 1947, and happy birthday to him, wherever he is. Playing his alto saxophone for Wax Records, Key Largo, with Lawrence Brown trombone and Jimmy Jones piano, Billy Taylor bass, and composer Billy Strayhorn playing drums, and Harry Carney, baritone saxophone, and You're Driving Me Crazy, written by Walter Donaldson, and Hodges alto, Jimmy Jones piano, Billy Taylor on the bass. We'll be back to more Hodges later on. Martha, who listens and has for a long time, lives in Muncie, Indiana. And she wanted to hear a couple of vocalists. Peggy Lee, 1947, for Capitol Records. Martha wanted to hear Everybody Loves Somebody. She kind of chased it down. She knew when she was watching Dean Martin's show way back in the 60s, I think it was. I don't know. Yeah, late 60s, something like that. His program on television, and that was with his theme song, written by Irving Taylor and Ken Lane. And Billy May does an arrangement for Miss Lee on Everybody Loves Somebody. And then Martha wanted to hear a 1940 Bluebird record of Earl Hines and his orchestra with vocalist Billy Eckstein, and one that Hines and Charlie Carpenter wrote called Anne. For Martha in Muncie, Indiana, Peggy Lee, Billy Eckstein.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I in my power, I'd arrange for every boy to have your charms. Then every minute, every hour, every girl would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometimes. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. Thank you. everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
A breath of spring that comes when winter's gone. A wonderful one, you're like the bluebird song that greets a summer's dawn. You're lovely to behold and heaven to enfold. Nothing could ever compare with a dream like you. And incidentally, Anne, speaking of dreams, you and your love have made a million dreams come true.
Request two singers for you. Peggy Lee, starting off the set. And she sang from 1947 in Los Angeles for Capitol Records, Everybody Loves Somebody. Buddy Cole played some fine piano in there and Red Norvo's Vibes. And then Earl Hines, his piano and his orchestra, 1940 for Bluebird. And one that Hines and Charlie Carpenter wrote called Anne, featuring Billy Eckstein singing for you. Peggy Lee and Earl Hines. Gerald in Seattle. He calls me all the time and asks me questions about stuff that I don't know anything about. And then he says, see? Prestige Records. He wants to hear Sonny Stitt play his tenor saxophone from 1950. All right. Ain't Misbehavin' and later Come the Blues. Fats Waller wrote Ain't Misbehavin' and Stitt wrote Later Come the Blues. Kenny Drew, plays the piano here, Tommy Potter on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. For Gerald, Sonny Stitt.
Thank you.
Sonny Stitt and his tenor sax and his band, 1950, for Prestige Records. Kenny Drew piano, Tommy Potter on bass and getting a solo. And he didn't that much, unfortunately. Art Blakey on the drums. Ain't Misbehavin', written by Thomas Waller. And Later Come the Blues, written by Stitt. Sonny Stitt. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. And I'm going to keep Kenny Drew and put him with Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen on bass and Ole Molin on guitar in Copenhagen 1973 for Inner City Records, because I want to chase, excuse me, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, written by Louis Alter, lyric by Eddie DeLange. And Kenny Drew and Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen and Ole Molin will play it as an instrumental and a different tempo and opening with the bass playing the melody. And then to Hollywood 1946, Billie Holiday is going to sing it for you with Charlie Beal on the piano. Thank you.
moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi a-hurrying to spring. The Mardi Gras, the memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of Oleander in June, and soon I'm wishing that I was there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart? And there's something more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
Two versions of Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, written by Louis Alter, and Eddie DeLange being the lyricist. Kenny Drew, piano, Niels Henning, Orsted Pedersen, bass, and Ole Molin on guitar did their version for Inner City Records in Copenhagen, 1973. And then Billie Holiday sang the lyric, and Charlie Beale played the piano in Hollywood, 1946, on the set of the film New Orleans. It's not much of a film, but I mean, the music is just stunning. Pretty simple plot and all that. I recommend it to anybody who wants to dig that out. New Orleans and Billie Holiday and Louis Armstrong and Charlie Beale and all kinds of great people. All right, what do I want to do? I want to get to Johnny Hodges' birthday, chapter 2, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Senior Moose on Leary Ave in Ballard and Greenwood True Value Hardware on Finney Ridge, partnering in KPLU's Think Local, Buy Local program. A list of partners, tips, and ideas at kplu.org/thinklocal. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
Johnny Hodges was born this day, 1907, in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He played alto saxophone most of the time, sometimes soprano, rarely the clarinet. And I played some things I consider wonderful things by him done in 1947 for Wax label. But I want to put some Ellington, the very beginning for Hodges. The Washingtonians called that because Ellington came from Washington, D.C. and hadn't put his name up in lights, so to speak, yet. The Washingtonians, 1928, we will hear Yellow Dog Blues by W.C. Handy. Bubba Miley plays the trumpet solo, Hodges' soprano solo, Joe Nanton's trombone, and Louis Metcalf on the trumpet. Thank you. Johnny Hodges playing the soprano in The Washingtonians, better known later as Duke Ellington and his orchestra. 1928 Yellow Dog Blues by W.C. Handy. Same date, Tishomingo Blues, written by Spencer Williams. Tishomingo is a town. It's even smaller. That time it was smaller than a town. We'll call it a village in Mississippi near the Alabama border. Spencer Williams was there, saw what he had to see, and wrote Tishomingo Blues. This time Hodges plays the alto, Barney Bigard on his clarinet throughout, Joan Anton again on his trombone. Metcalf comes in to play trumpet again, Bubba Miley also, and Hodges, as I said, on alto saxophone and Tishomingo Blues. Washingtonians, 1928, June of that year, and Tishomingo Blues with Johnny Hodges, whose birthday it is, playing the alto saxophone, and the wonderful bass playing in Ellington's band, Wellman Broad, and lots to talk about with that. 4 months later, same year, in October of 1928, Ellington had changed the name. It's now Duke Ellington and his orchestra. This time for OK Records. The experience that the band had, the best experience at this time, was the fact that they had been in the Cotton Club in New York City since December of 1927. And they had a wire into that. That means in radio talk. I mean, it was being broadcast. That's a big deal. And the show, all these beautiful girls doing their dancing. And Ellington had to put on the music. And, of course, he wanted something that would be really lively for the dancers, and the people would just love it. And so he wrote a piece called Hot and Bothered. Hodges plays the alto, Arthur Wetzel his trumpet, Bubber Miley, and Baby Cox, who was a singer around there at that time, comes in to do her scat singing. Barnaby Guard's clarinet again. And for OK Records, the studio guitarist was Lonnie Johnson. He is a great blues singer, as you probably know. And he was sometimes invited to play with the bands that came into the OK Records studio. And he plays here. Hodges, as I said, on alto and Bigard on clarinet. Duke Ellington, 1928, Hot and Bothered. Bothered, Duke Ellington, is that something? 1928, OK Records, Johnny Hodges alto. And the tempo is wonderful, and Baby Cox doing her scat singing. And Barnaby Guard's clarinet, it's almost like he almost couldn't do that one line he did there. It was just so great. I'm going to play that again. Is that all right? I'm going to lean over there and play it again for your dancing pleasure. Happy birthday again to Johnny Hodges, born this day, 1907, and playing there in 1928 with Duke Ellington's orchestra for OK Records, Hot and Bothered. Should mention Freddie Guy. He was in there doing the banjo work and the little slide up to what other people were doing. All fit in less than 3 minutes. And what they would do, of course, at the Cotton Club to extend it for the dancers is just let the solos go on more. Kind of keep an eye on Ellington at the piano to see how many you want to let you do. And that's something. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Kent Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Port Angeles Rotary Nor'wester, presenting the Arts in Action Festival July 23rd through 25th, featuring the Invitational Sand Sculpture Competition with 8 international sand artists whose theme is Legends of Science Fiction. Info at RotaryNor'wester.org.
Well, there's a new Mosaic box out for all of you that know about Mosaic music. It's been going on since I've been going on here, since it started about 82, I think. And I keep bringing out these incredible packages. And the latest one is box 246. It's the Argo sessions between 1956 and 1962 of the Ahmad Jamal Trio. And this particular time I chose out of that box one that had an additional musician to the trio, Joe Kennedy, to play violin. Jamel, of course, on piano. Ray Crawford, guitar. Israel Crosby, playing bass. He's a Chicago kid. And Vernell Fournier, playing the drums. We will hear Who Cares by Gershwin, Tempo for Two by Joe Kennedy, and Jerome Kern's classic, Yesterday's.
Thank you.
Mama Jamal in Chicago, 1960. And that's part of the new issue by Mosaic, Box 246, The Complete Argo Sessions, 1956 to 62. And with him, Joe Kennedy on violin, Ray Crawford, guitar, Israel Crosby, bass, and Vernell Fournier on drums. Who Cares by Gershwin, Tempo for Two by Joe Kennedy, and Yesterday's by Jerome Kern. This is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you and present this music for you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Family Wineries of Washington State, a winery advocacy group presenting a summer wine tasting at Ray's Boathouse in Seattle July 29th. Wine from 17 Washington wineries paired with appetizers from Ray's Kitchen. Tickets and information at familywineriesofwashington.org.
I'd like to chase a composition for you in four different places. How Deep is the Ocean? A classic, a beautiful work of art by Irving Berlin. Start out with Etta Jones, 1961. The arrangement for her here is by Oliver Nelson, and the record company is Prestige.
Do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How far would I travel? How much would I cry? How deep is the ocean?
I'm Thank you.
Do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? Journey from here to a star, and if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
How Deep is the Ocean, two instrumentals and two vocals, starting with Etta Jones for Prestige Records, 1961, and a beautiful arrangement for her by Oliver Nelson. Then, 1955 for Signal Records, baritone saxophonist Cecil Payne, and his version with Duke Jordan, piano, Tommy Potter, bass, Arthur Taylor, on drums. Then Ella Fitzgerald, 1958, for Verve Records, and Paul Weston's arrangement for her. And finally, at the Trident in Sausalito, California, 1964, the Bill Evans Trio for Verve Records, Evans Piano, Chuck Israels on bass, Larry Bunker playing the drums, and their version. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'd like to take you to Dallas, 1929, for Brunswick, and the orchestra of Herman Waldman. Thank you.
back a long, long time. And I'm still waiting. Yes, I'm waiting for the day when you'll be mine. Seems that all I've ever done is love you and your charm. But I know there will come a day when I'll hold you in my arms. And I'm still waiting. Yes, I'm waiting. Waiting for the day to come.
Well, that's from Dallas, Texas, 1929, for Brunswick Records. That's Herman Waldman, his violin, and his orchestra, Marbles, which he wrote. And some fine work in there by Bill Clemens on trombone, Ken Switzer on trumpet, and Barney Dodd on tuba. And we're not sure who the vocalist is, but the second composition is Waiting. It's the flip side of Marbles on that 10-inch Brunswick 78. And I chose it because I'm going to do requests now for four listeners who have been waiting patiently to hear the music that they requested. Starting with Catherine, who lives in Chicago. She would like to hear Mead Lux Lewis play the piano on Bearcat Crawl, and Albert Ammons play his composition Shout for Joy. Thank you. answering a request there, and that was for Catherine in Chicago. She wanted to hear Mead Lux Lewis, 1938, for Vocalion, playing Bear Cat Crawl, which, of course, is his composition. And then Albert Ammons, 1939, and his composition, Shout for Joy. The second of four, getting in line here, Valerie, who lives in Philadelphia, and wants to hear Fats Waller and His Buddies, 1929, and a Waller composition called Looking Good But Feeling Bad is Mighty Hard to Do. And then Fats Waller and His Rhythm, 1936, and Floating Down to Cotton Town.
Why does a chicken cross the street? They don't anymore to stay over on my side. Let's get away.
I'm going to have to change clothes. I've been dancing in here sweating. Oh, my goodness. I hope you pushed the furniture back with that one. Valerie, thank you from Philadelphia for that. She wanted to hear Fats Waller and his Buddies, 1929. Waller's composition, Looking Good But Feeling Bad, is mighty hard to do. The Four Wanderers doing some singing, and Jack Teagarden's trombone, Red Allen's trumpet, and Waller, of course, on piano. And great drumming by Gene Krupa. Then Waller and his Rhythm 1936, a sextet that sounds like a big band. Fats Waller singing and piano, and Herman Autry's trumpet, and Gene Sedgwick's tenor. Floating Down to Cottontown, written by Hank Clickman and Jack Frost. Valerie's request number two. Now for number three, Carl, who lives down in San Diego, wants to hear Charlie Parker and his alto saxophone. 1950 for Mercury Records. He wants to hear Melancholy Baby and Bloom Dido.
Thank you.
was the third of requests coming in. I just got a couple on the phone already today. More than that, actually. Let me see where my note. Four of them came in today. And that was from Carl in San Diego, who wanted to hear Charlie Parker on Mercury Records 1950 playing his alto saxophone, with Dizzy Gillespie trumpet and Thelonious Monk on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Buddy Rich playing the drums. Melancholy Baby, an old one, written 1912 by Ernie Burnett, and a blues by Charlie Parker called Bloom Dido. Thanks, Carl, for that. And finally, number four, from Butte, Montana, Jeanette would like to hear Curtis Jones, Chicago blues singer and pianist and composer from 1940. Both these are by him. She says that her mother used to go and hear Jones and his bands and hear his blues and so on. On harmonica here is Jazz Gillum, and it's only a guess who the drummer is, but Curtis Jones on piano and singing, too, by him, Blue Memories and Heartbreaking Blues.
My baby, baby, please come back to me. My baby, baby, please come back to me. I'm all alone with just your memory. You took all my happiness away with you. You took all my happiness away with you. And now I feel so lonesome that I don't know what to do. I said I wouldn't worry, but I found that I was lying. I said I wouldn't worry, but I found that I was lying. These lonesome memories, baby, have made me change my mind. For an angel, yes, you little heartbreaker, you. I took you for an angel, yes, you little heartbreaker, you. Two wait until I love you. Mama, then go break my heart in two. You cannot be an angel, baby, and treat me this way. You cannot be an angel, baby, and treat me this way. You are just a heartbreaker. Mama, that don't mean any words you say. If I were a doctor, I would x-ray your heart with my machine. If I were a doctor, I would x-ray your heart with my machine. I would search every artery to see what make you treat me so mean.
Well, that's Curtis Jones, Chicago, 1940, for OK Records, a request from Jeanette, who lives in Butte, Montana. And as I said, she said that her mother used to go on the south side where she lived, and just down the block, and go hear Curtis in many places, many times. Blue Memories and Heartbreaking Blues, both by Jones and Jazz Gillum on harmonica. Thanks, Jeanette, for that. I'm going to get to some Hampton Hawes, but first, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and it's my pleasure to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Abodian, a local source for ready-to-assemble custom cabinetry offering a wide range of durable and environmentally sustainable solutions for the do-it-yourself homeowner. More information at abodian.com. Elegant storage solutions, simple assembly.
Now, Hampton Hawes, the earliest that I knew anything about him was in L.A. in 1949. He made a record with Sonny Criss, the alto saxophonist. Both of these are by Criss. The first one's called The First One, and the second one's called Caladad. Hampton plays piano. Iggy Shavak on string bass and Chuck Thompson on the drums. Thank you. Hampton Hawes in Los Angeles, 1949, with Sonny Chris's band. Chris playing alto and Hampton Hawes the piano. For Mercury Records, both written by Chris, the first one, and Caladad. Iggy Shavak playing bass and Chuck Thompson on the drums. Now a jump for Hampton Hawes to his trio, for Blue Lion Records, done in Paris, 1968.
Thank you.
Hampton Hawes Trio in Paris, 1968, recorded there by Black Lion Records, and that's Hampton Hawes' original Blues for Bud, meaning Bud Powell, the great pianist, Jimmy Wood on string bass, and Arthur Taylor playing the drums. Well, to get you primed for all blues, coming in at 6 o'clock, here's Bessie Smith.
Evermore to call. Baby, won't you please come home? Baby, won't you please come home? Cause your mama's all alone. I have tried in vain.
Memphis man, Jeff O'Brown from Memphis. Templeton. He's a clarinet hand. He can't dance, he can't sing, but Lordy, how he can play that thing. He ain't seen no music too. He can't read a note, but he's the plainest fool on that Memphis phone. When he wraps his big fat lips round that doggone horn, tapping out on sea and chill, Lord, carrying on. I could dance a month or so if that fool would only blow. Yes, we'll ground that clarinet hound from Memphis town. Put your leave in me. He don't play no classy stuff. That can hop Monty's tail. What he plays is good enough for the Prince of Wales. He can moan and he can groan. I ain't fooling you. There ain't nothing on that horn that old Jeff can't do. Let your die, mark your call, then I'll give you all the odds on Jeff O'Brown, that clown that hound from Memphis town.
Bessie Smith for you, and two of them from 1923 with Clarence Williams on piano. Baby, Won't You Please Come Home and Oh Daddy Blues. And then one from 1926 with Fletcher Henderson on the piano and Buster Bailey clarinet. Jazz Bo Brown from Memphis Town. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Mm-hmm.